To our Feral Interactive customers, welcome to this short podcast preview of Napoleon Total War. I'm Brad Gibson, the PR manager at Feral Interactive. The goal of this audio podcast is to tell you the basics of Napoleon Total War and answer some of the most asked questions from gamers just like you who recently posted questions to us online. Joining us for this podcast is Feral Interactive producer Edwin Smith. Edwin, thanks for joining us.
Brad, great to be with you.
Let's jump right in and begin with the basics. Give me a quick overview, Edwin, of Napoleon Total War.
Well, Napoleon Total War is a turn-based strategy game, which employs also some real tactics for the 3D battle element of it. It's a sequel to Empire Total War, which was a fairly popular release, which we released last year, and it's also a precursor to Rome. As with all the other games in the Total War series, Napoleon consists of two gameplay types, a turn-placed geopolitical campaign map and a 3D battles where you take control of an army as a general. So the two parts of it are you build structures and factions to produce units, create your sources of income, research new technologies, deal with other factions through diplomacy, trade, war. You can send agents and spies. Mm-hmm. And then the other side of it is where you create and command armies on a full 3D map. So it's as if you are a general dropped into the Napoleonic era, and you're trying to control all of the different aspects of a battle. So that means controlling your cavalry, your tactics, mm-hmm. when to attack, how to attack, whether or not you use skirmishers. It's quite a deep tactical game.
So the name Napoleon, well, it gives me a general idea, but expand on that storyline for us.
Sure. The game's set in Europe, North Africa, and the Middle East during the late 18th to early 19th centuries. Mm-hmm. The players assume the role of Napoleon Bonaparte, or one of his major rivals, on a turn-based campaign map, and you can engage the subsequent battles in real time. A little bit like its predecessor, Empire Total War, which had a special United States storyline. This game focuses on Napoleon's three special campaigns that follows the general's career from the beginning all the way through to Alba and the end of his career at Waterloo.
And a lot of features have been added to the game since the last game in the series, and that was Empire Total War. Tell us about those.
Napoleon's basically an evolution of all of the good things which were in Empire, but just adding a little bit more extra finesse and tweaks to the AI and everything. Mm-hmm. A few examples are cooperative multiplayer, which will be included from launch. We also have improved graphics. Little things like the cannonball marks when they hit the ground. There are soft particle effects. This basically means things like blades of grass blowing in the wind on European areas. Perhaps if you're in Egypt, you'll see the sand flowing over the top of dunes. If you're fighting in Russia in the middle of the winter, for example, you'll see the same with snow, where it'll be flying around and everything. It just adds that little bit more visceral effects. An additional thing they do is we tweak the artificial intelligence. So there are things like when it's raining, the gunfire might backfire on the cannons. The elevation of landscape will affect munitions. So what this basically means now is tactically, if you put your cannons on the top of a hill, you'll be able to fire further and cause more damage than if you're at the bottom of a hill. So this opens up a whole new avenue of how to play the game. We also made some tweaks to the individual units. So they now vary to a greater degree. So they're no longer as generic as previous titles in the series. So you don't have the same guy's face 100 times. Everything's slightly, subtly different. Obviously, some of these effects need quite a high-end Mac to turn them on, but one of the great features of Total War is these games are so complex that you can play on a low-end machine with some of these effects turned off, and then as you get more powerful Macs or you upgrade, you can turn more and more different settings on. So it means a really wide range of Macs can be supported, from the really high-end to the really low-end.
So what you're saying is the game is optimized in such a way that in future upgrades of Mac hardware, this game is going to look even better graphically.
Yes, completely. By deliberately creating settings that modern computers kind of struggle to run at this point, means as computer power increases, you'll be able to turn on more and more of what the game calls the ultra settings. Mm-hmm. Currently, the highest-end iMacs on the latest generation graphics cards and video memory can just about handle these settings on ultra. The great thing is, as the game keeps on evolving over time, more and more low-end machines, so let's say in a few years' time, you might even be able to play on high to ultra settings on a MacBook Air, for example.
And Napoleon Total War is a little different in how you play the game compared to Empire Total War. Tell us about those different twists.
Sure, it's a small but ultimately I think very cool addition. Is essentially when you're usually playing a Total War game, you pick a faction and you play for total victory. In this game, it's a lot more focused on the Napoleonic era specifically, and you take on the role of Napoleon and try and complete his goals for world domination. Mm-hmm. Or, alternatively, you can decide to play as the role of one of the allies fighting against him and take him on. You could even do this in a team multiplayer if you like.
Yeah, that's really nice. Sounds like this game has a lot more multiplayer possibilities, and you just mentioned it, so let's get into it. Get into some detail as to how this will work and what options exist for people.
The first time when we released Empire, we didn't get all of the multiplayer features in on launch. So this time what we did was we tried to throw absolutely everything at the kitchen sink at getting all the different options which can be playable. So firstly, there are two different ways of playing the game. If you are playing on the Mac App Store, you'll be able to use Game Center, or you'll be able to use Game Ranger, which is a third-party game matching tool. If you buy it from another store that isn't the Mac App Store, you'll be allowed to use Game Ranger only, because the Game Center features are specific to the Mac App Store.
Right.
So now that we've got that out of the way, I'll take you through the different multiplayer options. The first one is just a one-off 1v1 or 1v2 straight battle. So in this, you just go and set up a lobby room, you drop all people in, you decide what sides you're going to play at, and you play a 3D battle. That's the most simple option. What has been added to this game for the first ever time is something called co-op play. This is a brand new feature for Napoleon compared to Empire, and what this allows you to do is play the huge campaign mode, but with one of your friends in a cooperative mode. What you would do is you'd set up your normal campaign mode just like normal, and then you can invite one of your friends in either via Game Center or via Game Ranger, depending on the version, and they drop in, and then you take over two different factions, and then you slowly play all the way through the game as normal. You can decide to play together and take on opponents till there's only your faction and your friend's faction left, or you can decide to fight all the way to the finish and essentially try and destroy your friends. It was probably one of the most requested features from Empire that everybody wanted to be able to play with their friends in the campaign mode, and we had a lot of fun playing through that mode, so I think that's going to be a real big addition to the game.
So you talked earlier about Game Center, and obviously one major feature of Game Center is achievements. Tell us about how that works in Napoleon Total War.
Well, Napoleon's got full support for all of the achievements which were in the original Windows version of the game. However, when we converted them across, a really cool and interesting thing we did was the original achievement icons were quite small in resolution, and Apple have got high-end Retina requirements these days. So what we did was we actually upgraded all of the achievements. And while we did it, we thought, well, we've got to create these from scratch. What can we do that's kind of cool for the Mac users? So what we did was we actually found some original Napoleonic awards from the Napoleonic era. So all of the different achievements that unlock are actually genuine golden Napoleonic medals, which were handed out by Napoleon Bonaparte during his reign as Emperor of France.
Very nice, very nice. Now, the previous two games in this series shipped as the Gold Edition with all the DLC included for free in the price. Will Napoleon be the same?
Yes, it'll be completely the same. Napoleon ships not only with the full game, but all four of the DLC packs that were released for it. This means the Coalition Pack, the Peninsula Campaign, the Imperial Eagle, and Heroes of Napoleonic Wars. So if there was anything released for the original Windows version, it's included inside the Mac.
And tell us about the retail pricing of this game.
Sure, the retail pricing goes as, in the United States, it's $30. In Europe, it'll be retailing for €25. And in the UK, it'll be retailing for £20.
And obviously, pricing on the Mac App Store will be slightly different depending upon your region and the world. And what are the minimum system requirements for this game?
Okay, the minimum system requirements are you need a 2 GHz Intel Mac with 4 GB of RAM and a 256 MB graphics card. We're running macOS 10.7.5 with 30 GB of hard drive space. We also recommend you have a multi-button mouse. You can use an Apple mouse, you just need to enable the right-click feature. There are a couple of graphics cards that aren't supported, which include the ATI 1000 series, the ATI HD 2000 series, the NVIDIA 7000 and 8000 series. We also have a few other cards that require 8 GB of RAM to get higher performance. If you want to find out anything more about this or are unsure, I'd recommend you check out our mini site or the information on the Mac App Store page.
Now let's get into some questions from gamers, and we have a lot of really great questions that they posted on our website. The first question comes from Josh Pickman, who writes, "Will Napoleon Total War contain all the elite and extra units from the expansion packs, just like a Gold Edition?"
Good question, Josh. As we mentioned slightly earlier on in the podcast, yes, it contains absolutely everything, all the units, and the Peninsula Campaign.
And moving on to Phil Marcus's question online, will Napoleon Total War have the Battle of Trafalgar? And that's a very famous Napoleon battle, as many will remember, Edwin.
Yes, this battle is available to play once you've unlocked it in the Napoleon's Battle section of the game, along with Waterloo and a few other famous ones.
And our next question is from Lewis McAdow. Will the multiplayer campaign still be in the game, as well as drop-in battles?
The multiplayer campaign, as we mentioned earlier, is in the game. The drop-in battle feature currently isn't in the game because neither Game Ranger nor Game Center has full support for it. But if either of those services have support for a drop-in feature, we will definitely add it in.
All right, and next is a question from Pau Gafino. For online modes, will you be able to play against PC players?
No. Napoleon's got all of the same features of the PC multiplayer, but as the PC multiplayer uses a Steam networking system, you're only able to play against Mac players.
And Andreas Aseo writes us, what will the requirements be, similar to Empire Total War?
Yes, they're very similar to Empire Total War, but the specifications are very slightly higher. If you want to look into it, I'd recommend you check our mini site page. We've got all of the details and extra information.
And Raul Gerbali writes us, will Napoleon be optimized for the MacBook Pro with Retina display?
Yes, it will. Just like all our other new games, including Roman Empire, the game now fully supports Retina displays. Although, I would mention, due to the extremely high resolution on Retina displays, you might have to turn some of the settings down if you want to play at native resolution.
All right, and quickly moving on to our next question from Louis McGlashan. He writes us, will it have support for Thunderbolt to play on a high-definition television?
Yes, it will. It'll also support HDMI outputs, and if you have a powerful enough Mac, it'll even support AirPlay to an Apple TV.
All right, and David Myrie writes us, explain how multiplayer in Napoleon Total War will work and what services we'll have to use.
We went over this slightly earlier in the podcast, but if you own the Mac App Store version, you can use Game Center or Game Ranger. If you own the DVD or download versions, you'll be using Game Ranger.
All right. And Eric Gutierrez writes, will the Magic Mouse be compatible with Napoleon Total War?
Yes, the Magic Mouse will be compatible, as will the Magic Trackpad. However, you need to make sure you've enabled the right-click feature for both of them. You can do that in the system preferences, and we also have an FAQ which ships with the game that explains you how to do this.
A lot of really great FAQ online of all of our games, including Napoleon Total War, right?
Yeah, we've spent quite a bit of time when we were developing a game adding in FAQs for sort of frequent questions which we came up with while we were playing and testing the game, so that if you guys get stuck or have a question, you should be able to find the answer on our support site.
All right, and the final question comes from Jared Spring, who writes us, does Napoleon Total War have friendly fire? Which I'm assuming he means here, Edwin, that you can attack your own allies.
Yes, you can actually accidentally injure your own troops due to poor tactics, so you should definitely spend a little bit of time and make sure if you send in your cavalry, you're not constantly firing your cannons at the opposition at the same time. It's a good way to reduce and lower the morale of your troops, and never mind lose the battle.
needless to say. All right, some great questions from our readers online. We appreciate them very much. So those are some of the high points we think you need to know about Napoleon Total War and response to gamer questions. Some really great questions that we hope will help you to better understand a great game when you get ready to purchase it. Edwin, thanks so much for joining us and going over Napoleon Total War.
Not at all, Brad. Thanks so much.
And that's our podcast preview of Napoleon Total War. Thanks for listening.